Hi, this is Sugandhi. Are you for the Joyful Manifestation Show, the High Vibration Show? Welcome back. What is it that you would like to create? What is it that you would like to focus on? What is it that you want? Joyful Manifestation says you can have whatever you want. You can create whatever you want. You can have the kind of life that you would love to spend every day living, enjoying, being, whatever it is that you can envision into existence, visualizing what you want, creating what you want, being in the energy so that it happens. That's joyful manifestation, and we're here to help you. The vibrations of joyful manifestation. Yes, it's here to support you. It is a vibration. It is an energy. The energy of joyful vibration. And in this vibration, you can pretty much have whatever it is that you want. Joyful manifestation. A lot of people are using it now because it gives results. And if somebody is not in the energy of joyful manifestation, the results are different. It's basically whatever you are in, that's what is going to happen. Whatever fictitious Jane is in is what is going to happen to her. Whatever mental space that fictitious Jane is in is going to happen to fictitious Jane. Being in the energy of joyful manifestation, you can see wonders. Wonders happening. Everything that you've always wanted to do. Do you want this house? Do you want that house? Maybe you're tired of living in a small house. Maybe you want to upgrade. Maybe you want a lot more space around you for this and for that. You want your own office, maybe a home office, your own pool, your own jacuzzi, a house of beautiful furniture, wonderful items, handpicked by you personally. Luxuries and silks, diamonds and gold, beautiful parties, entertainment, winning a lottery, playing games and winning at them. Anything is possible with joyful manifestation. It's all in your hands to do, to enjoy. Good vibrations is about good things, correct? It's about love. It's about happiness, joy, wonder, bliss, fantastic adventures, traveling around the world, whatever it is that you want to do, almost like how Aladdin enters the cave and finds all of these treasures over there. A lot of good things that can just come to you easily and feeling as if the world, the universe is supporting you. Feeling as if there is a big chef waiting to cook whatever it is that you want for you. Feeling as if everybody is there to take care of your needs, your desires, your smallest of desires. I don't care how small, it's done. You just have to think that, oh, when I come into the energy of joyful manifestation, it's all done for me. Everything is done for me. I'm good in this energy. of joyful manifestation. It's positive. Oh, I love this energy of joyful manifestation. It's like swimming in the waters of your favorite swimming pool. It's like swimming in the waters of your favorite pond or lake. Literally, your favorite ocean. The ocean of joyful manifestation, the energy that is there in this universe, created just for you to be in and to experience whatever it is that you want to experience. What is it that you want? Is it love? Do you want your soulmate to recognize you? Is it something material? Something that you've always wanted to enjoy? Something that you always wanted to buy and keep in your home? Is it something that you would like to experience, like an adventure, a tour, a cruise, travel, backpacking, anything that you want to enjoy? It's yours. And that's what joyful manifestation is here for. It's like your genie, your personal genie. And it says, I'm here for you. What is it that you want? I will create it for you. For I am your personal genie. I am joyful manifestation. Coming to the energy, coming into the energy of joyful manifestation, it is so much fun. So much happiness, so much wonder. Not knowing exactly when to stop. That's where the joy of having so much, you don't know when it's going to stop because there is no end to this joy. If you go to an amusement park, let's say a water park, I can spend so many hours in a water park getting drenched top to bottom, just playing, sliding down all of those, what are they, water slides? And then the big bucket of water, huge bucket of water that just pours all of this water in you. I love standing under it and having this big, huge bucket of water just pour on top of me. And there's so much force in it, but it's so much fun. I just love that. I love fun and I love water fun. That's why I love cruises. I just love being out on the ocean. Good food, good entertainment, the ocean. It's all wondrous. It's beauty, correct? And the water park, when I go there, I can spend hours just having fun. The water park, it's the continuous flow of entertainment and fun. There's no end to it. And it's after a few hours that people say, okay, let's go home. And I'm ready to go home then. But till then, in my mind, there's no end to this fun. I can stand under that bucket and have that bucket pour water on me so many times just for the feel of that water. It just feels so good. And whether it's hot climate, it doesn't matter because you're cool in this water. You're having fun. It's your skin, your senses. What is it that you want to do? What is it that you want to feel? So if you imagine yourself under this huge bucket of water, you know those buckets, correct? In the water park, it's huge. And it gets filled constantly by, there's a tank and there's a flow of water into it. It gets filled and then it pours on top of anybody who's standing under that. And as you stand under that and you feel the weight of the water fall on you, the force of the water, your skin feels so good. Your mind is inundated with the pleasure of all of that on top of you, falling on top of you. And this is what I meant by, where do you want to put your skin? Do you want to put your skin in a beautiful yacht sailing on the oceans of life, sailing on the ocean of love, with all of that water around you sparkling in the golden sun? And if you want to take a moonlight ride in the dark, oh God, that is so amazing. How do you feel when you think of this? How do you feel when you want to be there and experience that? That is all joyful manifestation. The high vibration energy that is available to do whatever you want to. It's whatever you want. It's your genie. It's your personal genie. And you can take it wherever you want with you. It doesn't end with geographical boundaries. Joyful manifestation continues wherever you go. So joyful manifestation works for you. I don't care if you're in Mars. It's going to support you on Mars. Literally. So imagine the astronauts. They want to be in joyful manifestation energy. And they're joyful manifestors. Well, they can take that with them. It's there to support them. It's there to support their trip. The moon and back. And if somebody really wants to live on Mars and can live on Mars, it's going to be there with them to support them wherever they are. So yes, joyful manifestation can work in any country, anywhere, any planet, anywhere. It's for anyone who wants to tap into this wonderful, miraculous energy, just waiting to do things for you. And that is the genie that you would like to have with you to manifest whatever it is that you want. We're stepping into money manifestation now. Work and career. We'll take a tiny break, listen to some music, and come back soon. Hold on tight. Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into money manifestation now. Work and career. I was just reading about some of the millionaires who live here in Las Vegas. Yes, very much local to us. Billionaires. What is the one thing that is common to billionaires? Not just in Las Vegas, but all around the world. the ability to attract fantastic amounts of money. They are money magnets. Money comes to them as if it's never going out of fashion. It's always in fashion with rich people. Money? Oh, yes. It's always in fashion with me. That's a rich person's mindset. It never goes out of fashion. According to them, money is not a criminal. Money is good. Money is their friend. Money helps them do what they want to do. Money helps them buy what they want to buy. Having a millionaire mindset, now a billionaire mindset, and of course a trillionaire mindset would be fantastic. It is what you would need to make advances into the world. To go forward, first thing is the desire for money. Do you have the desire for money? You know that step one. I want money. I feel like I could do so many things with money. I feel I could love money. I feel money would serve me. Oh, I love money. I want huge amounts of it. Huge, huge amounts of it. I think I could play in a swimming pool of money, swim in it. And when I am in a jacuzzi, I can be in that money all the time. Just enjoy it. Money is like water to me. It flows. I breathe money in. That's your breathing in money. You're allowing money into every cell, into every pore of your being, of your body. And you know you're made of money. There's no question as to how to pay a bill. No, there's no question about it. It just gets paid. There's no problem with that. It's automatic. It's done. And still, making money, if you're listening to me right now, are you allowing my voice in? Are you allowing the words that I'm speaking, that I'm talking into your mind? Are you accepting it? Are you resisting my words? So let's do this. We'll go through a lot of statements and see if you feel good about any of the statements that I make. And if you feel resistance, note it. Note the resistance and let it go. And then continue allowing my words in. Manifestation, the law of attraction. It's always about allowing good. Good into your life. Though the law of attraction can create bad too. If somebody is in a bad energy, it is going to bring more of that. However, if somebody is in good energy and thinks good thoughts and allows good in, that is what is going to happen. It is all the law of attraction. Everything is manifesting itself into your life. And it's all about where you are mentally. So if you're in the energy of joyful manifestation mentally, that is what you will attract. This is where you need to check where you are mentally. Am I in the energy of joyful manifestation now? Am I in the energy of joyful manifestation now? Now, now, now. So joyful manifestation can be applied to literally any life area that you want to see happen. You want that plant to grow well? Well, be in the energy of joyful manifestation, and it grows well. You want this particular dish to be cooked to perfection so everybody can be in wonder? Yes, you can use joyful manifestation for cooking too. Everything happens well in the energy of joyful manifestation. And so, millionaires and billionaires and trillionaires, we'll just use the word billionaire, sake of convenience. And just imagine how a billionaire would feel inside. He or she would feel when he or she wakes up in the morning or anytime during the day, what do we do today? What fun can I have? What is it that I can create? What is it that I can buy? And the question of paying for it, how do I pay for it? Huh, not a problem. Actually, it won't even enter their minds. But let's just say they're practical, they work hard, and they are careful with the money. So let's just say that's their mindset. Still, even with that mindset, and even with all the caution in the world, they're still going to arrive at this thought that they can pay for it. So you have very rich people who don't even stop to think before they spend. And then you have very rich people who worked hard, you know, probably went through some tough times or whatever, and they're practical, pragmatic, and they know money needs to be taken care of. They still stop and they still think about how to spend their money. But when you go to the very base of it, they will still come up with the same conclusion that a rich person who doesn't stop to think about spending would come up with. And what is the conclusion? This is how they think. Let's say they want to buy something for $100,000. $100,000. So this is what they're going to do. I think I like that yacht, the boat. It costs $100,000. So the person who has the money immediately would stop and think and say, this is a careful person, cautious person, still a cautious person, practical, wants to calculate what he or she spends, even though they have all of this money in the world, does stop to think before he or she spends it, but still, with all of the thinking, still going to arrive at the same conclusion that a very rich person who does not stop to think arrives at. And again, I'm just going back to this person who's cautious. Should I spend the $100,000 on this boat? Is it worth it, the boat? Do I really need the boat right now? So this is this person still being cautious. What can I do with this boat? Is it worth reducing my bank balance by $100,000 to get this boat? Think for a little bit. Oh, I really like the boat. I think it's a good addition to our home, to our household assets. I think a lot of my friends are going to have fun on this boat. So then there's billionaire things, but is $100,000 enough? I don't know what I'm going to get in $100,000. Maybe I need to put in a bit more money. Maybe I'll go in for something around $500,000. That could be better. So $250,000. Yeah, that sounds good, decent. Maybe $500,000 since I'm already buying. Okay, 250,000 is fine for now. We'll see. Thinks of the money and says, you know, I have tons of money. Really? $250,000? Even if I go wrong on it, what's going to happen? Nothing. I make so much money every day. The $250,000 is like a drop in the ocean. So it doesn't really matter. Let me put that money in and, you know, let's see what happens. I just know that I'm going to have so much fun with it. And the money, so much money in the bank. Really, what do I do with it? Comes to the same conclusion that $250,000 that he decided to spend on, you know, increased it from $100,000 to $250,000. That he or she decides to spend, he increases it from $100,000 to $250,000 and comes to the same conclusion that the money that he or she is going to spend is nothing for him. And even if he makes a mistake with this, it's still nothing for him or her. So no matter how cautious or pragmatic or practical a very, very rich person could be, every time these people come to a conclusion about spending, it's nothing to them because the resources that they spend it from is so vast. And just imagine having this mindset and going through life with this mindset of just being able to buy anything, to do anything that one wants without even blinking an eye and wondering where the money is going to come from, because they don't feel as if there isn't enough money for them. They just feel as if there's a vast ocean of money, and a drop or two of that ocean, bending it or wasting it even, is nothing. And this is a mindset that a very rich person has. It's really nothing. In working on this mindset, for each person to arrive at this mindset, on a smaller scale, of course, a dollar or two nowadays, just spending it is nothing for most people. Right? It's just something that, oh, you want a dollar? Okay, here it is. What? Dollar? Sure. And that's what a rich person thinks of, and that is, it's nothing, really. Having this energy around you where joyful manifestation supports you and supports the life area of money for you. So imagine Aladdin, and he goes into this cave, all of this wondrous, wondrous treasures around him, gold and silver, diamonds, precious, precious metals, lying around him, a huge mountain of it, tons, literally. I'm exaggerating, or maybe I'm not, right? So much money around him, so much valuable jewelry, assets all around him. And there is so much, he does not know what to do. And in that, he finds a magic lamp. And a genie comes out of it and asks him what he wants. So imagine your personal genie waiting to give you anything that you want. That is joyful manifestation. And being in the energy of joyful manifestation can literally, literally manifest anything that you want. Any other energy that one is in, that one puts himself or herself in, is not the energy of joyful manifestation. It is something else. So unless it's positive, you feel good about it, and remember, when you connect to your feelings, don't let your feelings fool you, because that could be fear. A lot of people connect to their feelings, but just when they're thinking of something good that they're going to have, they immediately think of something bad and then feel bad about it. And then they think, oh, I'm feeling bad about this, so this must not be good for me. No, that's not it. You can't think of something good and then think of something bad and then say that, oh, you're feeling bad about it, and so it's not good for you. That's not true. That's not how manifestation works. Manifesting is about feeling good about what you're going to have and what you're going to enjoy. It's thinking, okay, let's say Aladdin is in this cave. He's got all of these treasures around him. And he's thinking to himself, oh my, how would it feel if I had all of this money with me outside of this cave in real life? I could buy this, I could buy that, I could get this palace here, I could get a palace over there, I could get a palace over there, and there, and there, and there, and all of these palaces filled with all kinds of precious things and horses and elephants, maybe a princess or two. I could take care of my family. So many good things can happen in all of these places, in all of these palaces. And if this money were with me, I could really enjoy myself. So he goes into thinking about what he can do with all of that money, and he feels good. Then suddenly he has this thought, oh my God, how am I going to get this money out of this cave? There you go. He starts to feel bad. And then thinks, you know, money is not good for me. I don't feel good anymore. I don't want it. Okay, you know what? That's not manifesting joyfully. That's fearful manifestation. Hold on, Aladdin. Aren't you supposed to think of what you're going to do with that money and not how you're going to get it out of the cave? The universe is going to find a way to help you get out of that cave with all of that money. Your thought, the fear connected to those thoughts, that's something that you need to let go and think good thoughts. And here are a series of statements that I said I would make that you can connect to and see how you feel about it, whether you're allowing it in or whether you are resisting. Here we go. Allow my words into your mind and allow goodness, well-being into your mind right now about money. Oh, I have so much money now. I feel so good. Oh my God. Whew. I just love feeling good during the day, because I know that by night, I'm going to have a lot of fun with my money. There is something that I want to buy, and I'm going to buy it today. Oh, I feel so good because I have the money to buy it with. I know I can get it. I know I can buy it. It's mine. I can buy this wonderful house. It's mine. I can buy this wonderful, wonderful plane, aeroplane. It's mine. I've been looking at various models, various types of aeroplanes, looking at their features. I've been looking at this wonderful music equipment for my studio. Oh yes, I'm creating this soundproof studio with all of this equipment, and I can play around in it and have fun with music. I've just been looking at all of these things in just planning the purchase of it. And it's easy for me because I know I can do it. I have so much money to do it with. This restaurant is so amazing. And I love the food. I love, 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 love the view. I just feel I could eat there every day, all the time. And just enjoy the view. It is an amazing place to be in. I feel so good. I feel so fantastic when I'm there. The servers take good care of me. They know me personally by now. They know my choices, my food choices. They do their best to take care of me. Of course, I leave them a good tip. They're always happy when I'm there. And they give me the best seat in the restaurant. Simply because they know I'm a returning customer and I'm not going to complain when the bill comes to me, when the check comes to me. Oh, my jewelry box, it's so full of wonderful things. I feel I have something for every occasion. In fact, my only confusion is, what do I wear? I've got so much. My clothes, my shoes. My closet, it's bursting with clothes. Oh, that's why I need the other home, because honestly, you know, I grow out of home so fast. I feel that having more and more space, abundance of space, so I can put my beautiful furniture, my beautiful clothes in. Oh, I just love shopping. It's so heavenly to go shopping and to pick something that I really, really like. And I know it's easy for me. I don't even think if I have the money or not. I know it's there. It's always there, you know. Oh, this person, he went on a trip somewhere. He took that cruise. I heard it's pretty expensive, but honestly, it's not that expensive. I mean, come on, I can easily spend this. Let me go on this cruise. It's something that I want to do, and I think I can create the time for it. I can maybe take my family. I can take some friends. I can maybe spend for all of them. Hey, give them a good time. It's going to be wonderful. It's a wonderful time that we're going to have. Oh my God, I just want to go to Italy this year. Oh God, I want to go to Italy. Oh God, there are going to be so many beautiful people. There are going to be so many beautiful people in Italy. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to have a lot of fun. I just want to travel around the world. And I think I have the time. I can make the time for it. You know, I have so much money. It's really, I honestly don't know what to spend it on. And abundance of money that I have. I feel so good when I think of money. We are stepping into soulmate manifestation. We'll take a tiny break, listen to some music, and come back soon. Hold on tight.
Love and sex. Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into soulmate manifestation now. Love and sex. Love vibrations so high, so potent. It can steal your senses. It can make you weak at the knees sometimes. It can make you strong. It can make you want to do so many things for the person that you love. It can make you want to wish that you and your soulmate could be on this cruise far away from normal life, enjoying yourself, enjoying him, enjoying her, thinking of him, wanting to be with him. Soulmate manifestation is so powerful. Soulmate manifestation works where nothing else works. Try using normal relationship rules to solve a romantic problem. Try using it, and at some point, it will stop working. Try using the tricks and methods created for solving relationship issues, and at some point, it is going to stop working. The one thing that works is joyful manifestation vibrations. And in that, soulmate manifestation works every time. You just need to know how to use it. You need to become an effective and amazing soulmate manifester. And if you do that, there is no way that you can lose your soulmate to someone else. A lot of people call me and talk to me about how this other woman came in and butted into their relationship, or how this other man came in. And this is the biggest fear that people have. Oh, I'm going to lose him to someone else. Oh, I'm going to lose her to someone else. But no, if you follow soulmate manifestation principles, you cannot lose them. And if you did already before you started to use soulmate manifestation, and if you did already before you started to use soulmate manifestation, you can get them back. We at Joyful Manifestation know how to do this. I know how to do this. We know how to do this. We know how to get you your soulmate. We know all the ins and outs of soulmate manifestation. And it works. It really works. Try it. Try to use a different approach to your relationship issues, the soulmate manifestation approach. This is something that I created, and it works. You know how when people want to operate a computer, or when they want to operate a piece of equipment, when they want something to happen, even in their homes, if they want electricity or they want water to flow, they want their stove to work, refrigerator, etc., etc. Everything has a technology, and you have to use the method. You can't start your refrigerator without plugging it in to the power socket. You need electricity. so on and so forth. Every gadget, every appliance, everything ever invented in this world, every piece of machinery, everything has a method, a technology behind it, a program. And without using it, you can't operate that piece of equipment. You just cannot. It doesn't work. You want to stitch clothes? Well, you have to use your sewing machine in a certain way. That's the same thing with love. There is a method to it. There is an approach. There is a program. There is a technology behind it. And if you use that technology, you use that method, you use the program, and you use that approach, you will have your results. And that is Soulmate Manifestation, created by me to help people be with a soulmate. It works. Try it. Same with Joyful Manifestation. You see, Soulmate Manifestation is contained in Joyful Manifestation. It is the Joyful Manifestation principles. But within that, Soulmate Manifestation has its own unique approach because it's love. Though it is still under the umbrella of Joyful Manifestation. So you do need Joyful Manifestation energy to fuel your Soulmate Manifestation. And you need Joyful Manifestation energy to fuel Money Manifestation. Even though Money Manifestation itself has its own unique approach under the umbrella of Joyful Manifestation. Soulmate Manifestation, it is amazing to see how, you know, sometimes I do this. I allow my client to use some of their old methods. So when I get a new client, they're busy throwing this at me. Allow them to use their methods because they're new to Soulmate Manifestation. So a new client is still working with old-fashioned approaches. Things that don't work, really, quote unquote. They don't work. Well, she comes to me, my client, and says, I did this. And I allow her to tell me this because if I throw Soulmate Manifestation at her immediately, she's not going to get it because her brain is working on an old program. The old approach of solving romantic situations is being used by so many people. So if my client is not ready to take on Soulmate Manifestation immediately, I let her go through whatever she's saying. I let her tell me that ultimately she realizes, well, not ultimately, quickly, she realizes that if she does this old-fashioned approach in this situation, so let's say there's a situation A, and she says, okay, I tried everything under the sun to solve the situation A with this man of mine, with this person. And it didn't work. It didn't work because every time I tried it, it worked maybe a little bit and then it didn't. So that's where I put in the Soulmate Manifestation approach and it starts to work. It's just that most of the methods, I would say all of them actually, but the old-fashioned methods of solving romantic relationships are not working. They don't work efficiently. They don't have the results that people want to see. And what is it that a person wants to see? A person wants to see her soulmate with her. Simple. I want my soulmate with me now. That's it. That's a single want. Male or female, it's the same thing. I want my soulmate. I want my soulmate. I don't want to live without him. I want my soulmate. And I tried everything, all that's there in all the books, every approach, I tried it. It worked for some time. Some of them didn't work at all. But I'm still having the problem. Try soulmate manifestation, it'll work. It's another approach. It's unique, created by me. I know how to do it. I know how it works. And I know how to help you become a very good soulmate manifester. And if you start to think as a soulmate manifester, as a joyful manifester, you would have your soulmate with you. You will have him. There's no doubt. If you're a male, you will have her. And if you're a female, you will have him. And of course, for those in same-sex relationships, joyful manifestation, soulmate manifestation, treat your relationship with as much value as it does opposite sex relationships. So, your relationship is valuable too. I have clients who belong to the same sex relationships, and they feel as much, if not more, as everybody else. And love is love. One client, let's say fictitious Jane, says, I'm really tired. I don't know what to do. I tried everything. Should I walk away from him? I feel like he's pushing me away from him. So this is another thing. When fictitious Jane feels that her soulmate pushing her away. Stop, fictitious Jane. Don't think like that. It's not true. He is not pushing you away. It may feel like he's pushing you away. You may even hear the words. He says, you know, don't talk to me, don't contact me. You may hear that, but don't hear it. Just don't hear the words. Solve what needs to be solved in the situation. Solve it using soulmate manifestation principles. And you will see that there is something underlying. There is something that you can do to change the situation and open up again. Because here's the thing. The energy that has already been created, well, it's not working. Something happened, correct? And so the energy got disrupted and spoiled. We use soulmate manifestation principles to fix that, to make joyful manifestation, the vibrations of joyful manifestation, work in your relationship and fix it. Make everything okay. And to get to that place of joyful manifestation, you can use soulmate manifestation principles in your relationship. And so the need to give up, just because somebody says it's over, does not exist any longer. And you don't have to believe that it's over. That's what I tell my clients, it's not over. No, there is always an approach that can work. And if you want him, you can have him. Because soulmate manifestation is about having the person that you love with you, enjoying all the activities with him. And so, if you think about it, ask yourself, do I want my soulmate? Do I want him now? Would I love to have him? Yes. Yes, the answer is yes. And I'm saying yes, and I hope you allow that into your life. Yes, the answer is yes. You want him and you can have him. The answer is yes. And don't question yourself, right? You want your soulmate. Do not question yourself. If you want him, you can have him. And have this feeling of, yes, I want him. Yes, I can have him. Yes, he can be with me. Yes, she can be with me. Yes, we can have the most amazing relationship ever. And we can enjoy everything that the universe wants us to enjoy, because we are meant to be together. We are meant to have a lot of fun and do a lot of amazing things, make a lot of money, travel, just have the greatest life ever. Oh my God, there is so much joy waiting for me in the situation. The energies of joyful manifestation are here to support me. And this, I hope you've allowed this into your consciousness, into your mind. Because you know what? Everything is created from your mind. And think to yourself, what is it that I want? Where do I want to put my skin? What is it that I want my skin to feel? Do I want my skin to feel his touch, his kisses, her fragrance, her beautiful hair, her eyes? I love her eyes. They're just so beautiful. They have this amazing expression, and her lips. I just want to kiss her forehead. I just want to kiss her forehead, her beautiful face, and I want her in my life for the rest of my life. I want him in my life forever. I want us to enjoy each other. Oh, yes, I want to kiss her face all over and her lips again. Oh, my God, they are so beautiful, so beautifully shaped. And I love her eyebrows and her eyes again. And I just can't get enough of her. I just can't get enough of him. His naughty eyes and his naughty smile. His beautiful face and his beautiful body. Oh, yes. This is you creating your masterpiece. You manifesting in joyful manifestation energies. Remember, if fictitious Jane wants her soulmate, she has to use joyful manifestation principles and soulmate manifestation principles and not think that I can't have him. Fictitious Jane needs to think she can have him and she can enjoy him because he is meant for her. The universe has created him for her. The universe has created her for him. This is Sugandhi Iyer. We're at the end of our show now. We will be meeting again in a couple of weeks' time, Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you and have a wonderful rest of the day.
The Joyful Manifestation Show is now broadcasting live on over 100 digital stations. These stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries and social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world and will take you where you want to go.